What if we are far greater than we give ourselves credit for? This is the Possibility Explorer podcast. My name is Dr. Dean here, and I would like to welcome you to an ADHD adventure of life hacks. Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Dean here. Welcome to the Possibility Explorer podcast, an ADHD adventure in life hacks. And nowhere and no when could we use those more than the holiday season. Welcome to happy, crappy holidays 2021. Oh my goodness. It's been a very interesting time. You know, I'm very fortunate to be connected to and be aware of many people around the world. I get to talk to a lot of people. I get to facilitate people in classes, find out what's going on for them. There are hundreds of facilitators that I'm in contact with all the time, and I get to see what's going on with them. And by all accounts, this is a very interesting holiday season. So, if you're feeling strange AF, it's not your fault. It's one of those things, my beautiful friends. And if you recognize that you're highly aware, and the way I see it, the world we live in is kind of like this big game of telephone. If you've ever played telephone, it is so amazingly bizarre to have one person start and say something to the second, who says something different to the third, who says something different to the fourth, who says something different to the fifth. And if there's any more than three or four people playing that game, by the time you get to maybe the seventh or eighth person, what was said is unintelligible compared to what was originally the statement. And it's this amazing thing of one person doing and giving something else to somebody else can create this sort of amazing impact of total confusion as we take it into our own world. And so my sense is holiday season 2021 is like a big old game of telephone with billions of people. So I got some tools for you. I got some stuff. Got some hopefully interesting information that may help, and a few tools to get through and hopefully not only survive but actually thrive during this holiday season. Number one is an old standby. You're going to hear me talk about it pretty much all the time, which is, who does this belong to? 98% of your thoughts, your feelings, and your emotions, and all the sort of weird energies, the yuck stuck and what the fuck, are mostly things we pick up from people around us. And that can be so helpful at this time of year. As I've already stated in previous episodes, we've got an app for that. It's called Who Does This Belong To? Access Consciousness, Who Does This Belong To? It's free. And the suggestion is that you ask, who does this belong to, for 3 days, to every thought, feeling, and emotion, and all the weird energies that come up. And if it lightens up at all, it's not yours. Return to sender with consciousness attached. You don't even have to know who the person is. Could be somebody on the other side of the planet thinking, or somebody you know thinking about you, and you pick up on their whole world. And this is a big one right now, because the holiday season is told to us to be the happiest time of year. Except I know a lot of people that don't see it that way. And you know, there are many obligations. There are many reasons for stress, including money, including family, including the obligations you have, including, for a lot of you, it feels like the entire friggin' holiday season is an obligation. So let's do this. Everywhere you've been buying that the whole holiday season is an obligation and that there's no space for you, there's no space for fun, there's no space for doing what you want to do, there's just no darn space. Everything that is, times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And if you happen to be new here to the Possibility Explorer or to Access Consciousness, well, guess what? That is something called the clearing statement. And you can find me explaining it. It's about a 20-minute video at theclearingstatement.com. Now, why do I use that thing? Because it allows us to change anything really fast. And all you got to do is bring up the thing and go destroy and uncreate. And then, if you're willing to, run that clearing statement and things start to change. which is pretty friggin' cool from my point of view. So one more time, everything you've done to buy that, there's no space for you this holiday season. There's no ability to do your own thing. There's no ability to have joy, and that the entire darn thing is just an obligation. Will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Whew. Well, hopefully just that is starting to lighten things up. Now, what's funny is I've been using these tools for 21 years now. In fact, I've been part of developing these tools and finding new ones and, you know, sharing them with people around the world for 21 years. And still, for me, when I ran that process, I got lighter. So I hope at least that is happening for you right now. And so it'd be really cool if you're one of these people who found this podcast by accident. You're like, huh, what is this? What does this weirdo have to say? And you actually start getting lighter. That's the thing for me that changed my world and made me want to do Access Consciousness was I started doing it and using the stuff, and I got lighter, and I got lighter, and I got lighter, and I keep getting lighter. Now, there are times where I will have frustration, sometimes due to obligation, sometimes due to something else. But it doesn't tend to last that long anymore. And that's one of the things I'm really grateful for. It's actually one of the reasons I created this podcast, because I figure if you can have life hacks in the trenches of life, when you need the life hack, you know, a way of taking you from heaviness to lightness, a way of taking you from yuck, stuck, and what the fuck to what else is possible, it's what a gift. Because here's the interesting thing about the quality of our lives. We tend to believe that the quality of our life is created by the big things that we do or that we have or that we embrace or embark upon or change or lose or what have you. What I've found is it's actually a dynamic combination of the little things that add up and add up and add up. And that's actually what really creates more of the quality of our lives. So the more of those little moments you can take from heaviness and bring into lightness, and the more choices you make to do that, the lighter your life gets over time, which is pretty friggin' cool. And what it started me on the awareness of was the awareness that I didn't have to change everything right now. If I was in the middle of, you know, crap, you know, the middle of somebody else's cesspool or the middle of my own, I realized all I needed to do was find a tiny little lifesaver, just get my head above the cesspool a little bit and a little bit and a little bit. And before I knew it, I had my reality again and I was lighter. Because the thing is, when you're truly being you, when you have your reality, when you're functioning from what's true for you, you get lighter. And I guess one of my other questions would be, have you ever desired that? Like, have you ever considered making that a priority in your life? That whatever occurs, I'm going to choose what's light for me. Because once again, what's true for you makes you lighter. A lie makes you heavier. And so if we look at that for just a moment, most people, number one, they don't have that information. Most people, including, I don't know, maybe you, I know I did it for most of my life. Most people are going along having a lot of things that are heavy and then believing that their job to be a successful person is to make those things light somehow. Whew, that's pretty intense of a job, actually. Instead, if you choose more of what makes you lighter, even if it's counterintuitive, even if it's not what you think, what happens is you bring lightness to that situation, but over time, your life gets lighter and lighter and lighter, and you wake up lighter. You experience your life from more lightness, more happiness, more joy. Everything that doesn't allow you to perceive that as a possibility and make it a priority, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And one of the reasons I use a clearing statement on this podcast is, even though some people are like, don't use that, it's too weird. Although I found that all the people that really like weird really like the clearing statement. So that may or may not be you. Your choice. It's your life. You know, try it if you'd like to. Don't if you don't want to. No problem. But one of the reasons I use it is because one of my targets with this podcast is to create some change every time you listen. to make your life a little bit lighter every time you listen. Because if it gets a little bit lighter, and a little bit lighter, and a little bit lighter, then over time you get a lot lighter. You're like, oh my God, where did my heaviness go? I don't feel normal anymore. I'm not nearly as heavy as I used to be. I'm not nearly as heavy as all the other billions of people on the planet. And my target would be for you to be light and free. Okay, if we're going to get there, I should probably stop singing. Anyway, you get the idea. So that's really what my talk, my conversation is this holiday season, is how do you get to some lightness, which we've already started discussing. Hopefully when we ran that thing about obligation, you started getting a little bit lighter. Now, if you did, what you can do is write down those words I said. You can go to theclearingstatement.com so you can find theclearingstatement.com and write down the words that I said. And you can do that several times. And anytime you notice you're having a sense of obligation or maybe just a sense of heaviness, say those words. Everything that creates this sense of obligation that I believe I cannot change. Or you could use all the other words I said that I don't remember because my ADHD is kicking in big time. I now destroy and uncreate. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, beyonds. And you could do something as simple as everything that creates this, I now destroy and uncreate it. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So many possibilities for changing things with some sense of ease. So let me do that one more time. So everything that is occurring this holiday season that creates it as just an obligation for you, with no sense of space for you, no sense of time for you, no sense of joy for you, and no sense of you for you, because you got to be a good little creature during the holiday and a good family member and a good person in your circle of friends and a good holiday cheer type of person, which the only way you think you can get it is with alcohol. Okay, maybe not. Everything that is, will you destroy it and create it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Oh my goodness. Wow, this obligation thing. I had no idea this was going to be where we were headed. See, what I do is I get an idea for a show and then I start. The difficulty is, one of the things I've done, and I want to bring this into your world also, and maybe it will help you, is one of the things that I did was, I've been interviewed on several podcasts where I gave all kinds of different tools for the holiday season. So I'm like, hey, I'm going to share those on my podcast. And yet I went to do that and it never quite landed. And you heard me say on one of the other podcasts, this is the third time recording this. Well, it's pretty much the fourth time trying to record this one. And part of the reason I say that is because, you know, it's like, a lot of people out there put out a finished product that looks polished and beautiful in whatever way it is, whether it's videos or audios or products, whatever. There's a lot of renditions that may go into that. And if you do it the way I do, which is totally unscripted, just step in the seat and follow, sit in the seat, step in the seat. That would be weird if I stepped in the seat. Don't step in the seat and don't step in the sheet. Oh, goodness, my humor is not getting any better as these episodes go along. But sit in the seat. What I do is I sit in the seat and I go, okay? But for me, unless it makes me lighter as I'm going through the conversation, and unless I have a little tickle of joy and lightness, it's like I don't want to put it out into the world. Because I could sit here and go, this plus this plus this, but that bores the shit out of me. What about you? So anyway, here we are. This is the fourth. I think I just hit my microphone. If you heard that, sorry. It was all my fault. This is the fourth recording of the holiday podcast. Oh, my goodness. And I just sort of had to wait until the energy was right, if you will. See, the universe has an impeccable sense of timing. And one of the things we make ourselves wrong for is not doing something in the moment it hits our head. Now, sometimes that's appropriate. Not making yourself wrong. I don't think that's ever appropriate. It never creates more, never makes you lighter, never makes things easier. But the universe has an impeccable sense of timing. But often we believe that we're wrong if we don't act a moment something goes through our head. Here's the thing about that is there are lots of things that you'll become aware of. And what you want to do is you want to write them down in a book, your ideas book, or a note on your phone, your ideas note, and ask for it to present itself when it's time to actually do it. Because certain things you'll have an idea or a concept about. And what you'll have to do is after you have the idea and the awareness that you'd like to do it, or something that may need to be done, what'll happen is you may need to gather information. You may need to gather awareness. For some of you, this is what's been going on with holiday shopping, for example. Now, here's the difficulty. By the time you're listening to this, you better have done your holiday shopping if you were going to do it. But hey, if you didn't, maybe it's not the end of the world. But as far as most creations go, what you want to do is you want to, if you get an idea, you want to just ask, write it down, and then ask, show me when it's time to do you. Okay, so that was a total, that was one of my ADHD bright, shiny thing following the energies, but I'm hoping that one might help and contribute to a lot of you who make yourselves wrong for not doing something immediately. Okay, so we talked about obligation. We talked about who does this belong to. We talked about allowing yourself to have ideas and creations come up and get to them when it's actually time, because the universe has an impeccable sense of timing. And when you do, if you do that, if you follow that, what'll happen is you'll notice that things fall into place with ease. You'll know what to say. You'll know what to do. You'll know what to create. You'll know the color scheme to pick, whatever it happens to be. You'll have the sense of that, and you'll be present with it in a different way. So that brings me to my next topic. And I almost want to go to obligation and no space for you again. But let me go to one other thing that can really help for you to get a sense of the space of you and have it. Okay, I talked about who does this belong to. Let me go into that a little bit further for just a moment and tell you what happened when I first got access to this tool. And what happened was I had gotten my BARS run, which is an access consciousness, one of the tools, one of the processes, things that we have. And it had brought so much lightness to my life. And then here comes the holiday season. And when I had first gotten my BARS run, I got this tool. Who does this belong to? And the lady that gave it to me said exactly what I said to you. Ask it to every thought, feeling, and emotion you have for 3 days. At the end of 3 days, you walk around like you're in a walking, talking meditation. So here I was going to my ex-fiance's, well, she was my fiance at the time, I think, or my girlfriend at the time. Anyway, we were going to holiday dinner at her house. And the idea with who does this belong to is if there's something heavy, not light, not expansive, no space, just ask who does this belong to. If you get lighter, if you get more space, if you get more joy, it's because whatever you're experiencing energetically is not your experience. It's somebody else's that you're picking up on. And so we went to her family for the holiday party. Oh my goodness, this was never fun, even in the best of times. In fact, I'm not somebody who really has had an easy time historically being around groups of people. Now, if you're one of those people, we're definitely going to do an episode on that, just so you know, because that would be very helpful. And I'll give you some tools, including who does this belong to, for getting over that. In fact, maybe we'll do some of those tools now. We'll see where we go. So anyway, I sat there at dinner, and what was going through my head continuously, because I went there with a sense of intrepidation, but also sort of a desire for more lightness. And so to that energy that was the intrepidation, I went, okay, who does this belong to? And it lightened up a bit. And I went, okay, and there was still some more there. I went, who does that belong to? And it lightened up a bit. And there was still more there. And I went, who does that belong to? And it lightened up more. And more, and more, and more, and more. And as we got to their house, I noticed another wave of sort of just weird stuff. I don't even know how to describe it. See, and that's part of the beauty of it is you don't have to know what it is. You just notice, okay, it feels a little weird. And by the way, if you're watching on YouTube, I am transfixed with the audio level indicator. So if I'm not looking at the camera, sorry. Okay, that ADHD thing I got going on. Or maybe it's the autistic capacity. And so there was another wave of energy that hit as I went to walk in the door, and I went, who does that belong to? And it lightened. And then to the rest of the energy, I went, who does that belong to? And it lightened. And I kept doing it. What I ended up doing was through the entire time that I was at their house, while eating dinner, while talking to people, I basically had a mantra, who does this belong to, going through my head. I probably said it thousands of times that night. It was the first time ever that I left their house lighter than when I had come. And I was like on cloud nine. It was amazing. And I realized, oh my goodness, everything that made me heavy being around those people wasn't even a construct in my own world. I was so aware of them in theirs. So, my beautiful friends, how many of you are so highly aware that it almost gives you sad social anxiety disorder, which, by the way, is appropriately named because it makes you kind of sad. So everything that is, everything that doesn't allow you to perceive what's going on, but also the willingness to use this real simple, who does this belong to thing, not from figuring it out or understanding it or knowing whether it works or actually giving a crap whether it works or not, but trying it, like throwing yourself a lifeline here. Everything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Whoa, that is a really good one. That's really cool. Okay, so if you'll do this, I highly suggest, who does this belong to during the family parties, during all the other parties? I highly suggest doing this for 3 days, actually, because what happens is there's something magical about 3 days. At the end of 3 days, it's like you break the machine that makes you believe that everything you perceive is actually yours. What the heck am I talking about? Well, look at it this way for a moment. If you're perceiving, for example, anger, what's the difference between I perceive anger and I am angry? Dynamically different. Yeah, because when you go, I perceive anger, it's out here. When you say, I am angry, you are now owning it. Well, around my ex-fiance's family, there was sadness. There was a lot of judgment and a lot of like trying to prove they were right, which I don't do well with. I always feel weird. I don't know how to act when people are trying to prove how wonderful they are and prove that they're right while thinking that they're wrong. Do any of you have that one? And it creates a weirdness in my world. But what I didn't realize was, when I would go there and try to prove I was right and try to be rightly judged, that wasn't actually me being me. That was me being aware of them, perceiving that, and then going, oh, I am that. So there's a huge difference between, for example, perceiving that and like perceiving anger and I am that, I need to be right, and I am angry. This is what Who Does This Belong To does. If you'll do it for 3 days, it breaks that machine that makes you believe that everything is yours. Or just do it for the party. Or just do it when something feels yuck stuck or what the fuck. Everything that is times a godzillion. Will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Whew. Okay. So that's very helpful. One other thing that can be, well, there's so many things. But one other thing that let's add to the mix right now is interesting point of view. I have this point of view. Now, we've talked about it a bit, but I want to go into it a little bit one more time. Interesting point of view. IPOV, okay? You want to have as your best friend this holiday season the famous Russian Justin IPOV, where everything for you is just an interesting point of view. There's so much freedom in that. And it's the place where you're actually in allowance rather than acceptance, rather than resistance and reaction. You're like the rock in the stream where here you are as the rock in the stream and all these thoughts, ideas, attitudes, beliefs, emotions come at you and they flow around you. And when you choose to be interesting point of view, it's truly you get a sense of yummy space, I guess is the way I would describe it. It's like, and you can see anybody doing anything around you and you don't have to engage with the insanity any longer. You know, what I would say is, you know, the sages of old, the gurus who, you know, meditated for years, who could see anything going on and have no point of view, they were living interesting point of view. Now, here's the interesting part is you don't have to meditate for 20 years to have that. You could choose it right now. How does that work? Well, okay, so, let me tell you the other side that is not interesting point of view. which is the positive or the negative polarity. And what interesting point of view does is it takes you out of the positive and or the negative polarity, whatever happens to be there, which is basically that reactive state, that knee-jerk reaction that people have to people and situations where, you know, you want to, like, somebody will say something like, ah, you know, if you ever want to go into a fight mode, even if I'm not talking actual fight, usually I'm talking energetic fight where you want to defend yourself or you want to make somebody else wrong or you want to prove that you're right. That's not allowance for you and not allowance for them or the situation. And the thing about all of this is all of these conversations are about creating space for you, creating freedom for you, creating ease for you. And the interesting part is, if you're wired like me, where you've wanted to create those things for the world, the only way to do it is to start with you. So, interesting point of view is something that always creates space. Now, let's look for a moment at the other side, like I was talking about, another example of that. So somebody will say, you're a jerk. Well, what most people do is they go, I am not a jerk. Or somebody goes, you're a jerk, and it sort of sticks you and sticks in your world and it feels heavy. And you're like, oh my God, maybe they're right. Oh my goodness. Okay. Hit the microphone again. Shh. That's just between us. Sorry. Bad Dane in his wobbly hands. I swear I'm friggin' Italian. Anyway, okay, so somebody will say you're a jerk and we go into resistance and reaction. No, I'm not. But in order for us to even go into resistance and reaction, we have to have first aligned and agreed that some part of that was true. Otherwise, we wouldn't resist and react to it. So if somebody says you're a jerk and you're like, well, they don't know what they're talking about, you don't have to fight against it and resist it. You're just like, okay, well, that's cool. Interesting point of view. That's what interesting point of view gives us. It gets us out of the alignment and agreement, which is where we make something real and true, and it gets us out of the resistance and reaction, which is where we go to fight against or try to prove our point of view or try to prove we're right, rather than somebody goes, you're a jerk. Interesting point of view is, oh, I didn't know. Or, oh, thank you so much. Or, oh, what makes you say that? Okay, so we've got a lot of other choices than the ones most of us have learned to choose. An interesting point of view gets you to a sense of space and choice, and it can be used kind of like who does this belong to over and over. So let's do this. Let me give you one example of how it works. And you're probably going to hear me talk about all these tools quite a bit because they work really well. And in different situations, I can give you different examples. Okay, so get an upset that you've had in your world that maybe in the last couple of days or weeks that is still there that you haven't really been able to get through or get over and you're not quite sure what's going on. Okay. And just get the sense of that, get the energy of that. Now, what I'd like you to do is to that energy with your energy, go interesting point of view. I have this point of view. Okay. Now what happens to it? For a lot of us, it starts changing. Okay, now for the new energy that's there. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view. And it usually changes again. And then one more time. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view. What happens to it? Well, for a lot of people, between 3 and 10 times of saying that, and it's weird because you're like, I'm just saying these words. I know, that's what you think. You're actually making a choice to have a different experience of your reality. So between 3 and 10 times, for most people, if they're really doing it, whatever they were saying it about is usually now dissipated. What a great tool to have. So if you have no other idea of what else you can do, you got who does this belong to, you got interesting point of view, you got the superheroes of consciousness, Pock and Pod, which is another way of doing the clearing statement. So you got 4 things right now so far. That's pretty cool. And so how do you do interesting point of view? Well, you do it just this way. Or you, while somebody is talking and you have weird stuff come up in your head, you could go interesting point of view, interesting point of view, interesting point of view, interesting point of view. Now, let's use another example. When one of the things that sticks us the most that we are very not interesting point of view about is the people that we care about. And these people that we care about, when they do something and we get triggered, we are very not interesting about it. We are very not interesting. We're very constipated about it, if you know what I'm talking about. Okay, so what do you do? Well, what you can do is, so think about some upset you've had that involves someone else, especially somebody you care about. And let's face it, during this holiday season, we get so much more engaged in interacting with the people we care about, quote unquote, or the people that are supposed to care about us that don't, or that's going to have to be a whole other episode. I'm almost done with this one. You're going to kick me off of your thing. You're going to be like, swipe, get the hook, take him away. Okay. So get the sense of upset you've had with somebody you care about, get the energy in your world and just go to it. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view. Okay. Just like we did before. And now, what I'd like you to do is look at them, see them standing in front of you or however it works for you, and just go, interesting point of view, they have this point of view. A couple times. Interesting point of view, they have this point of view. Interesting point of view, they have this point of view. And then, interesting point of view, I have this point of view, that they have that point of view. That's the one that creates freedom usually. But you got to sort of connect with both of the others first. So one more time, interesting point of view, I have this point of view that they have this point of view or that point of view. I don't know. It's English. I don't understand English anymore. Okay, one more time. Interesting point of view, I have this point of view that they have that point of view. And one more time, interesting point of view, I have this point of view that they have all those points of view. And one more time, interesting point of view, I have this point of view that they have all those points of view, and for whatever's left, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond, boys on beyond, boys on beyond, da-da-da-da-da. Don't know where the voice is going. So, when you do that, do you notice you've got more sense of lightness? Hopefully. Now, what this is like taking a leap off an energetic cliff of possibilities. Don't try to figure it out. And also, here's the other thing is, with whatever you've got going on, what if you didn't have to sort of resist and sort of be like, oh my God, I've got to change this, otherwise everything is going to be terrible. Well, maybe, maybe not. But when you have that point of view, that's what ends up getting created because your point of view creates your reality. So how many points of view do you have about what the holidays are going to be like? How many projections? Ooh, we got to go into this too. Sorry, it's going to be a slightly longer episode for good reason. How many projections, expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections do you have of you and of, let's say, your mom, your dad, your family? And how many, well, let's do that first. Everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. How many projections, expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections do they have of you? Whoa. Oh, my goodness. Whoa, that's a lot. Everything that is, times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. By the way, people always ask, what are you doing with your hands? Well, my hands wiggle when the energy moves, so it's just one of those things. It's another sort of indicator for me of what's going on. And when I run the clearing statement, there's a lot of energy on something where there's something that is in a lot of people's worlds. It's you can almost feel it, which is interesting. So, wow. So this is going to be on your list. I do believe we have five things. Well, I guess six things if we had interesting point of view. I have this point of view that they have this point of view. Every day and before you go to the parties you're going to or interact with the people that you're going to be interacting with, family or otherwise, all of the projections, expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections, destroy and uncreate it. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So one more time, all of the projections, expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections that they have of me and that I have of me, and that I have of them, and that they have of them, destroy and uncreate it. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. In fact, for me, I would highly suggest this as one of the things that you do every single day. And it can be about anything or anyone. See, anytime you have a projection and expectation of someone, if they don't match up to that, what you then do is you go into judgment of you and them, and you separate from them, and you have to separate from yourself, and you reject the connection between you as valuable. In so doing, you have to reject the infinite being you are and the infinite being they are, and everything seems less. Now, if we had no projections and expectations of people, then they could be and do whatever they are going to be and do, and it would be okay. And if people had no projections and expectations of us, we could finally be and do whatever we were going to be and do, and it could be okay. Could you imagine, just for a moment, a holiday season in which you had no projections and expectations of anyone, and no one had any projections or expectations of you? Damn, I can. In fact, those are mostly the people I surround myself with at this point. And here's the other part. Is the weird thing is a lot of people, most of our parents included, most of us included, have the point of view that their projection or expectation of you is loving you and caring for you. Their point of view is their projection and expectation is part of them seeing you and desiring you to be an even greater person. That is friggin' nuts. That reminds me of what Confucius said about the man with his penis in a jar of peanut butter. Confucius, I say, a man with a penis in a jar of peanut butter is a fucking nuts. Okay? That is insane. So how many projections, expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections do your parents have of you, and they call it love? Oh, Lordy. Everything that is, times a gazillion, will you destroy and create it, please? Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. How many projections, expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections do you have of others? Maybe just take one or two people. Maybe you have kids, for example, and you learned it from your parents who learned it from theirs, 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 and you're just doing what everybody else has done. Or maybe there's somebody else in your life. Maybe you have a lover, a friend, an enjoyable other, a wife, a husband. How many projections and expectations do you have of that person that you call love? Wow. And the weird part is, so you think if you love them, you must maintain this, or you think I must maintain this for their own good. I see what they're capable of, and I'm going to hold my vision of that, which a lot of times means you're projecting and expecting that they should be that rather than being who they already are right now, and that they should become that. And you will help them get there to this greater thing than what they are right now, which totally disavows, totally invalidates their being right now, totally invalidates the gift that they are right now, and says that if they were something else, they would be better. Whoa. And of course, nobody does that to you. Everything that is, times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Whoa. Okay, now the good news is I just gave you a tool to change it. When you're doing it with somebody else, pock and pod all the projections, expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections. When you notice yourself doing it, how will you notice yourself doing it? Because you get a weird twist about the person, or you'll get heavy when you think about them, or you get heavy when you know they're coming over. If you do all the projections, expectations, separation, judgments, and rejections, you can just call them the Pez Juniors. I've said that the string of words enough now. P-E-S-J-R-S, Pez Juniors, projections, expectation, separation, judgment, rejections. If you just do all the Pez Juniors until you get lighter, things change miraculously. But the other part about that is you got to be willing to actually, how do we say it? You got to be willing to actually change something. And in all of this, part of what is necessary and part of what creates the most freedom is getting over the need to be right. Okay? Because what happens is when somebody's been judging you, and this started usually when we were little kids. And the weird part is, if you ask your parents, do you have judgments of me? Or if you look at them and you know, if you were to ask them if they have judgments of you, they would go, of course not. I love you. Now, here's the weird part. Here you are, you're listening to this podcast. Maybe you've never done any access consciousness. Probably, though, you're interested in possibilities based on the name of the podcast. And when you're somebody who's interested in possibilities, you tend to seek out things that other people do not. So you'll hear this and you'll want to talk to mom and dad about the fact that there's judgment in the air between you. But here's something you want to have in your awareness. You can't tell somebody something they're not willing to hear. Okay? So trying to even have this conversation is not necessarily something even worth doing, because mom and dad aren't going to hear it, because they're convinced that what they're doing is love. It doesn't feel like love to you. If they were to be honest, it doesn't feel like love to them. Just like when you're judging and projecting and expecting on someone else, really, if you look at it, it's not what love should be. Can we just acknowledge that, please? But you can't tell somebody something they're not willing to hear. This is another great tool and awareness, because we do this all the time and then we're disappointed that they wouldn't hear. And then what do? We go into separation, judgment, and rejection, because we were projecting and expecting that they should hear what we want to say, because we've had an awareness, and why don't they want it, darn it? And what's wrong with them that they won't receive the awareness that we just got, that we weren't willing to have before this moment in our lives, but they should be willing to have it now, which is a projection and expectation. And then when we try to tell them something they're not willing to hear, we then go into judgment and rejection of them and us, and separation to prove that we're right and they're wrong. Oh my goodness, everything that entire cycle where you destroy and uncreate it, please. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Now, I'm guessing a lot of you were following me, unless you were trying to use your mind, in which I lost you probably 30 minutes ago. So I'm guessing, even as roundabout as that conversation just was, I'm guessing that a lot of you were actually following me, which is really friggin' cool. You were promised it's an ADHD adventure in life hacks. I never promised to be linear because I can't. This I know about myself. Okay, so if you look at this, though, can you perceive just for a moment the freedom that could be possible in your world if you were to get over needing to have any projections and expectations of anyone? Anyone includes you. Just be with that for a moment. And could you get the sense of freedom if you didn't have that? You wouldn't have to do judgment, separation, or rejection anymore. Now, then we also look, though, and we go to a place of, well, I need them to stop having projections and expectations of me. Otherwise, I can't have freedom. Yeah, but here's the beauty of it. You actually don't. All you've got to do is, when you notice it coming up, you go, all the projections, all the Pez Juniors that they have of me. And how will you know it? Well, if you've ever gone to your family and they look at what you're wearing and it's like, oh, that again. Or they've ever, you know, said, oh, have you gotten a job yet? Or have you, you know, did you finally find the right person to marry? Or, you know, what, all the stuff that our families do that is this supposed slight invalidation that actually hurts to the core that we don't acknowledge. Well, instead of needing to be right, what you can do is you just go, okay, all the Pez Juniors, pock and pod. All those Pez Juniors, pock and pod. All those Pez Juniors, pock and pod. All those Pez Juniors, pock and pod. And if you'll do that, what will occur is they can still have their point of view, but it won't affect you. Now, if you combine that with lowering your walls and barriers, okay, and letting the energy through, rather than sticking it in you and making it real and true for you, and just go, interesting point of view. I have this point of view. Who does this belong to? Interesting point of view. I have this point of view. Pock and pod. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view. Now, I'm trying to give you what to do in the moment where you don't remember all these words, and also to a certain extent share with you the sense of it so you can get the sense in your own world of how it feels when you do it. So hopefully this has been a helpful conversation. I do realize it is jam-packed with information, and hopefully it's a contribution to creating some more lightness for you. We're definitely going to have to do an episode on family and different things associated with that. But for me, if you can take away some lightness from this episode and get some lightness during this holiday season, that for me would be an amazing gift. And if you do, please like wherever you are consuming this. Please subscribe. That way other people can find it. And if you would share with your friends or people you hate, either one, I'd be very grateful. You know, my best friend Gary has a thing where if he's gives somebody a book, he says, hey, if you like it, please, when you're done reading it, pass it on to somebody you like. And if you don't like it, pass it on to someone you don't like. And that basically is what I'm saying to you. If you like it, please pass it on, share it with somebody you like. If you don't like it, share it with somebody you don't like. Or maybe you could share it with somebody you don't like, whether you like it or not, because maybe you'll see there's a possibility here. Now, if you're somebody who received this link from somebody and you're just getting to this point in the podcast, if you've listened this far, number one, thank you very much. Number two, don't assume the person didn't like you if they shared it with you. Okay, there. Okay, my beautiful friends, what an interesting conversation, all the way from obligation to projections and expectations to interesting point of view to who does this belong to, and using the clearing statement in the moments. And all of this, because if you're new to this, it can seem like, oh, this is just a bunch of tools that I'm supposed to use. No, none of this is tools you're supposed to use. Feel free not to use any of this, okay? But what this is things that can make your life lighter if you do use them. And that's all I'm interested in, because 21 years ago, I was at a place where I was going to end my life if things didn't change. I had a session of access consciousness bars. I went from depressed and suicidal with a date to end my life. And an hour and 15 minutes later, I had a sense of peace, ease, gratitude for being alive, a sense where I knew joy could actually exist again. And I knew I was never going back to that place of desiring to end my life. From that moment, I have wanted the world to know this stuff exists. Hence the Possibility Explorer podcast. Thank you very much for listening. I wish you the very happiest holiday season. And what if this is the season for you to actually have you and have lightness and have space? And what if you truly being you, with a sense of lightness and space beyond all the projections, etc., are the gift, the change, and the possibility this world requires? You are my beautiful friends. Thank you so much for listening, and I very much look forward to being with you in the next episode. Bye-bye! This is Dr. Dane signing off from the back of a fire-breathing dragon, soaring into the unknown. Remember, you have to leap in order to know you have wings.